International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
The hole?
We haven't had that in a while. Mm-hmm. I think he forgot about it.
It's been like 2 whole weeks.
I don't know. Well, more than that. I haven't.
We did it on the last show.
Did we? We touched the bonus hole?
Or maybe it's 2 shows ago because people were getting comments from bots and stuff on our page about the bonus hole. It was weird. I deleted them all. I went in as Off the Hook Radio and got rid of all that bullshit.
Oh, I saw that. With all that spam bullshit. Yeah, we got spam. Mark
was a bunch of spam. Getting it.
Yeah, Mark got some. Kathy got some. Just the people who had commented on that page that night. The people who commented on my page didn't get it. It was the ones who used the Off the Hook Radio feed.
Well, and the reason being is because that page has a blue check mark, so they think because people commented there that they're going to go and like their comments because...
I have no idea, but maybe.
That's what it is. No, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, that... Okay. Well, you're the guru.
Oh, wait. Hold on. So we got a message first from Carol. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Hello.
That was from last week. Sorry. And before I show the next comment, give us our introduction because... Wait, hold on. Look at what he says.
Uh-oh.
Give us our introduction.
All right. Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for November 28th.
2023.
Hump Day Year.
There you go. That's what day it is, Mark.
Everybody loves Hump Day. Anyway, we can call it Hump Day or we can call it the end of day 1052 of the steel. S-T-E-A-L.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not STE.
For those of you in Rio Linda, that means like they took something that wasn't theirs.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, here's my take on this. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, that's as long as we're allowed to have that up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we'll get in trouble. Jesus Christ, we just got thrown off.
Oh, speaking of which.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not sharing this. I'm not sharing the show on my page. I forgot to do that.
Oops.
Anyway, but hey, you know, we got Joe. We got no mean tweets. Hunter's staying out of jail. They almost got away with accepting all those bribes. They won't, but almost. And of course, Biden will be forever thought of like FDR, JFK, LBJ, and of course, my Thanksgiving pie. There you go. See, there's the polite version of it behind me.
Yes,
means the same thing.
Well, the other one's polite too. It just says FJB. It doesn't say fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah, I've got that shirt too.
We know. You've seen that guy.
But anyway, Joe knows he's in trouble. Speaking of much, Joe's in so much trouble.
How much trouble is he in?
It reminded me of this hockey game thing that Brent has.
Oh yeah, you want me to play?
This is some trouble. Yeah.
All right, here. I don't have the fight. There was a huge fight in this hockey game. I'll just give you the real quick backstory. Okay. Huge fight. I don't even know what two teams it is. I could care less. But this was this week or last week, whatever. Huge fight, and here was the aftermath of the huge fight.
Every player on the ice has a 10-minute misconduct, among other penalties.
penalties. I have never.
Every player on the ice with a 10-minute misconduct and other penalties.
Our feed is not playing on our page, is it?
Why? Yeah, it is.
On the Off-Hook Radio page?
I know. I'm looking right now.
Sure is.
Is it?
Says we're live.
Oh, there it is. There it is, you bitches.
Yeah, right there. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I shared it to the public.
But yeah, this every player on the ice during this fight got a 10-minute misconduct among
everybody's got there.
Yep. And 171 total penalty minutes.
So the game just stopped.
Well, no, they sent everybody to the locker room out of that and put, you know, they still went 5-on-5. And I think there was one person got put into the penalty box. So I think it was a 5-on-4. But if everybody on the ice gets a misconduct, they just restock the ice with 5-on-5 and just keep right on going. I mean, they can't just call the game, but all those guys.
Well, misconduct is 10 minutes.
But
if everybody gets a 10-minute, nobody gets a 10-minute.
Right. Well, all those guys still had to go to the
locker. It's like in football where they call offsetting personal fouls. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he punched him first. Yes, but he shoved him back. So no penalty on anybody. Mm. We just 2 minutes of everybody bitching around.
I don't think it was from the NHL.
Was it the NHL?
It was. I think it was a Canadian team. It was NHL or it was a Canadian league. But yes, it was definitely professional.
I thought if that was the NHL, I would have seen it.
The only person that didn't join the fight, because I watched the fight, was the goalie. But he still got a 10-minute misconduct. He was on the ice.
He probably took his gloves off and was giving the other team the bird or something.
No, he just stood there. He's like, I get no piece or part of this shit.
All right. Well, Joe knows he's in trouble, just like those hockey players were all in trouble. And this is my soapbox segment, or as you might want to call the Montologue. Something like that. I don't know. Something perverted. Mass immigration, expansive social policies. Expansive social policies, to you, those of you who really know, it means free shit. Mm. Okay. And soft on criminals, tough on cops. And then the advent of speech police, which, if you take that down.
Oh, take it down. Sorry. That was funnier, though.
Free speech is more important than your feelings. Yeah. This is Eric's favorite shirt, Rick.
Is it?
Our friend Eric, yeah, he loves that shirt. What was the comment before?
Oh, you want to see the comment?
I didn't get to see it.
I'll definitely put the comment back for you.
It's another mark.
It should have just an admission of Rick C. Ice Dance, Blazing Saddle style. Rick's more like Mongo, though.
Really?
Yeah, he probably would have laid out the horse.
Crack.
Rick's a badass. But anyway.
All right.
Well, we've got the advent of speech police. These expansive social policies, mass immigration, soft on criminals. Far left governments are doing this all over the world. And it's increasing backlash from citizens. It's not just here. It's Italy, Sweden, Spain, Argentina.
Don't cry for me.
Great Britain. And now Argentina has elected this new leader named Milei. He's a libertarian, which means he doesn't think the government should be in anything. And he was saying what he was going to do to Argentina's government. He was campaigning with a chainsaw. He's going to take a chainsaw to the government.
Uh-huh.
He won by a shitload. Very conservative guy. He was just visiting the Pope, wishing him. But nah, the Pope's from Argentina, so he kind of had to. But anyway, these countries were all formerly left of center, and they're not now. Climate change policies have devastated farmers in most of these countries, especially Netherlands. I mean, it's just ridiculous there. And Geert Hilders, I think I said his last name right. I don't know. I could be wrong. But this guy, he's a right-wing guy who's been running for prime minister of the Netherlands for like, the last 15 years, he just won. You know, I mean, he won. There's a conservative woman now running Italy. Mm. You know, so he was the Ottawa Senators and the Florida Panthers. Well, okay, it was the Florida Panthers. I should have paid more attention to it because they have the coolest friggin' jerseys in hockey. Their home jerseys, anyway.
I'll I'll actually send you the fight in a text message.
Okay.
Later after the show. It's all quite right. funny to watch.
So it was a good anyway, fight. Increases in crime and a good deal of it from immigrants as people voting for the safety and their pocketbooks. The good time rock and roll attitude that nobody's ever at fault except for, you know, conservative white guys is slowing down. And yes, there's still haters. I mean, I've noticed that leftists are rarely happy anyway, so they're always going to hate you. They're miserable people. But the pandemic left the left grab more and more control over what you do, how you act, and what you're allowed to say. I mean, those people are still out there. The anti-Semitocrats are acting like if you're Jewish, you're the one who did it to George Floyd. You should have been stabbed in prison, bitch. You know, they don't realize that, you know, 80 years ago, half the Jewish population on earth was wiped out. Why? Just because they were Jewish.
Mm-hmm. You just got all nice and quiet like Joe does once in a while.
I want to see how this microphone works on when I play this back. Because anytime I would soften my voice with the headset on, I would just fade out. So.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
new microphone. Zip has a
new microphone if nobody noticed. He wanted to be like...
It's not a giant dildo. It's a microphone.
He wanted to be like the big boys with a real microphone.
Yeah. It needs my voice is so good, I don't need one of those screens in front of me.
You need one of those. Yeah, you need it. So you can say peas and everything.
But my point is, any punishment to Jews seems to be justified now with these idiots. I mean, we know that's nuts. But we had another example just happen here in Florida. Ron DeSantis, the governor, he signed a bill a few months ago banning males completely from all female teams in school sports in the state of Florida. You just cannot do it. Well, the principal and three other officials from a high school in Pompano Beach, Monarch High School, have been reassigned, which basically means they have to go through the administrative thing before DeSantis can get them fired. But they're probably going to get canned because they just openly defied the law and they allowed a male to compete on the girls' volleyball team. And now this is in Broward County. It's the most liberal county in the state of Florida. But my point is they act like the rule of law only applies to others. You know, like, did you vote for Trump? Well, then anything we want to charge you with, you're guilty. You know, we've got to continue to push back on this. And I said it a year ago. And it's been slow, but I think the worm is finally turning. Mm. And it has to. You know, fentanyl is poisoning Americans. That's another problem we got out there that they're just not talking about enough. 6,000-7,000 a month are dying.
But so is heroin, and so is methamphetamine, and so is all this other shit. There's
one important point though, Slim. What's the vast majority of these people dying from fentanyl don't realize they're taking fentanyl. Some do, but a lot of them don't.
I agree with you.
They stick it in everything. They stick it in their heroin. Mm-hmm. You know. So
well, I bet if you go down and see Sheriff Grady Judd, he'll be free. He'll be happy to check your heroin for fentanyl right there at the police station.
Yeah, you remember that? That was good. Grady Judd, best sheriff in America. Polk County, Florida. That's right next to me and Rick. Mm. It's a little north of you, though, Rick.
Hey, it's not that far. So maybe
it's just east of me.
Yeah, just jump on, you know, 75 and I'm there.
Well, I'm in Pasco. You're in Hillsborough and there, yeah. And he's in Polk. But I think we should all be able to live under Grady Judd's protection.
You should run for president. Grady Judd for president. Yeah, there you go. It. I'm endorsing it now.
Well, anyway, about the fentanyl thing poisoning Americans. Joe got China to say that they're going to help not send so many precursors to Mexico. Yeah, right. But, you know, with China, I like to say it that way, China, Joe has very little positive to say about the outcome of his meeting because, you know, basically it's his family's top employer. But he did try to say something. I mean, he really did try to say something. And, well, oh my God, go ahead.
You know, we're in a situation where we agreed that fentanyl as precursors will be curbed substantially, and the pill presses. That's a big movement. they're doing. And by the way, you know, I won't, I guess I shouldn't identify where it occurred, but John, I know two people near where I live. Their kids literally, as I said, strange, they woke up dead. Somebody inserted in, whether the young man did or not, inserted in a drug he was taking, fentanyl. Again, I don't, I hope you don't have any experience with knowing anyone, but this is the largest killer, people in that age category. And, you know,
That was to be cut after woke up dead, but that's okay.
Oh, that's all right. I missed that. No, I
woke up dead.
Who cares? They because they woke up dead.
Well, but guess listen. They woke. Not only was that supposed to be cut after woke up dead, but it also showed how he's just a complete moron and it made no sense through the rest.
Oh yeah, the rest of it was pretty bad. But woke up dead was actually funny. So. But yeah, you did make the point. That's fair.
I did see you going like this in the background. Oh, okay. But I wanted to keep going because he was just muttering and going on and on and on about nothing. And we're all just more confused.
Hi, I'm Joe Biden.
Fucking idiot.
My son smokes crack without fentanyl. I get him to the pure stuff. I know people. Anyway. So yeah, that was one of the interesting political sidebars I've been looking at besides this. Is this thing they are calling the silent depression.
I have depression and it's silent. I don't tell anybody
about it. Well, this is Gen Zers. You're Gen X, right?
I'm Gen X. Yeah. I don't know. I'm 78. What am I?
I think you're Gen X. I don't know.
I don't know what the hell I am.
Yeah. Jill wants to know how you can wake up dead. Jill, we're all going to wake up dead someday. It's going to happen. But anyway.
A new commenter. Somebody I haven't seen.
Antonio before. Trump, baby.
That's my buddy up north.
Okay.
He knows Uncle Tony too.
Oh yeah, then we better put more of his comments.
All right. Well, I figured out the generation Zers on TikTok figured out how bad they have it versus their parents, their grandparents, and in their cases, because they're so young, their great grandparents. Some of them have figured out that housing and autos and other expenses now far exceed the inflation since the 1930s. And they're out there on Tiki Talker telling other people. Tiki Talker, whatever you call it.
Tiki Tiki.
Tick-tock.
Yeah. Tiki Tiki Tervi.
But I've got a person here that could explain. This could explain why the polls are showing younger voters are moving right. And this clip here is from one of those youth that's on Tiki Torky, whatever it's called.
Jesus.
I was just sick of this shit. Just sick of it. Sick and tired of this shit. Cause same. Realizing that I can't afford to live, bro. I work full-time hours and I can't afford insurance because if I opted for insurance for me and my dependents, guess what? I would work full-time just to make sure I have insurance. I wouldn't even be getting paid. I would owe them money. So I wouldn't be getting money to pay my bills. My rent just skyrocketed and I can't afford it. So I have less than 30 days to move and everybody else is asking for two to three times rent. I can't even speak. Who the fuck makes that? Yet, have y'all seen what's going on with our government? They can't even pay their own bills. But I'm gonna just leave it at that. Are y'all paying attention? Like, we can't afford to live or die, because then you gotta pay for that shit too. It's just like, I know I'm not alone. Neither are you. But who said this was the dream? Because this is a fucking nightmare.
I bet you she's got a $7 Starbucks in the cup holder.
I don't care. I don't want that young lady waking up dead.
No.
Anyway. All right. So after that, off my soapbox, it's now time for a commercial. This is from before commie professors and Marxist social media turned us all into, wimps.
My potato salad. I poop on my kids' lunches. I poop on my fingers.
Grandma.
I guess I poop on my husband's chest.
Gray coupon. Coupon everything.
Poop on everything. Anyway, Hey, we've got a quick follow-up to a previous story that we did. And you have to understand, any story that comes out about this particular subject...
Oh, we're going to talk about it. It's kind of like anal bleaching.
I'm still a child inside. I'm going to talk about it. Scientists have simulated what it might be like to plunge into Uranus. We have the picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're get that.
Yeah, I know that's a weird picture. So you can take down some, but
no, hold on, I will. I'm trying to get there. I was looking at the comments.
I'm just wondering if, you know, doesn't that sort of look like a colonoscopy picture? You know,
yeah.
That would be appropriate if we're plunging into your. Never, it's all right. I just thought you'd like to know, or you know, maybe not. You know, hey, It's your planet. Deal with it. Thanksgiving was last week, and some of you probably have that belt on the next notch still. I don't, because I lost another 3 pounds over Thanksgiving, and this was my weekend food.
Now,
there it is. The second year in a row, it's now tradition.
So,
it wasn't $50 all, either, Slim.
Well, no, I'm it was surprised 42. All that meat. Man, that's close enough. But here's the thing. I'm all for that pizza, and I'm all for pizza because I can eat pizza 365 days a year.
Yeah, well, you weigh 112.
So much shit on there that's no good. It just needs pepperoni, bacon, lots of cheese,
bacon.
Extra crispy. But that's it. All the rest of that shit on there, that's gross.
I like vegetables.
You just need bacon.
Black olives are supposed to make you horny.
Nah, no black olives.
I didn't get horny eating that pizza.
The only thing you're missing
is my money back.
Where's your pineapple?
No, you're fired.
I don't put it in my pizza. My pineapple's in my refrigerator.
I agree, no pineapple. Right. Wait, there you go, Mark. Gross. Exactly, with all that shit.
Well, what'd you guys have?
Gross. Turkey? What the hell else do you have on Thanksgiving?
I don't like turkey.
Typical turkey shit.
Well, then have stuffing and cranberry sauce and just pretend you had turkey. You know, identify as turkey.
I love cranberry sauce. So my famous sandwich, which is only famous to anybody who's ever eaten it, but if you've eaten it, you think this is one of the best sandwiches you've ever had. I use chicken, good chicken deli meat, okay, bacon, cheese. I put it on buttered toast with some Miracle Whip or mayonnaise if you don't like Miracle Whip. That's fine. Then I put on the cheese, put hot bacon on the cheese to start melting it, layer the chicken on the one side, layer the chicken on the other side, and in the middle, I put slices of cranberry sauce. So I basically have me a, you know, because the bread is filling. That's my Thanksgiving sandwich. What do you think? Chicken, bacon, cran.
All right, so we get, well, let's replay this. Mark says gross.
That's my pizza he's talking about, not my sandwich.
Yeah, I know. You're saying, I'm going back to your pizza. Kathy says it looks wonderful. And then Mark said for your dinner, though, you could have had duck or chicken.
Duck is too fatty. I don't like duck.
I mean, I'm just.
Yeah.
Oh, and Kathy says to your other thing, yummy.
Duck confit is okay. But the reason duck confit is okay is because they basically let it sit in the duck fat for like a year and a half or something. And then it tastes good. I don't know why, but that's the only duck I've ever eaten that I've kept down. But anyway, so you guys ate turkey. Well, PETA didn't want you to eat turkey.
And of course not.
They were on Twitter or X thanking people for not eating meat. And we had so much stuff on the show, I was thinking about doing this as a big segment, but I'll just do a little segment. Because the responses to their post on X were...
epic?
Pretty amusing. I was sitting there reading them for... way longer than I care to admit.
The responses are
they're funny
sometimes.
But here's a typical one. This isn't even near the best. Some of the best ones are like filthy, but I thought I'd give you a semi-clean one. But I have ate 3 chickens, 1 duck, 2 goose, some ham, a salmon, an elephant ear. I hope he means the pastry. Some lion tail and beefaroni. But I left turkey off the table. PETA, you're welcome. So I found this real, and I'm not sure if this lady is PETA or just sympathizes with PETA, But there's one thing I'm absolutely positive about this before you see this, ladies and gentlemen. This woman is one of the 81 million Biden voters.
Mm-hmm. She probably voted 4 or 5 times.
500. Go ahead.
I'm really about to show y'all why we need to move out of America. Look at this. They're selling lion chops. They're taking exotic animals and cutting them up and putting them in our local grocery stores. Look, I'm in Safeway. They're putting lion meat in the fucking grocery stores. Lion meat.
This is why I really think there should be a cognitive test before you're allowed to vote. Mm-hmm. I know that that's against the Constitution, but Jesus God, that would solve a lot of problems. Holy shit. I mean, give me those lion chops. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll mix them with some breadcrumb. I'll fry them up in hot oil. Throw some mozzarella on the top and some gravy.
And bacon.
Gravy.
And bacon. It is gravy.
I know. I use the Italian name for it. I mean, you know, I love me some baby lion. I mean, it's hard to find veal. I wish I had a Safeway around here. I'd go buy it. Jesus, God. My veal lion. Oh. And anyway, some of you are going to get this joke after you watch this reel. And for those of you who don't, too damn bad because it's really funny. But speaking of food, I think Joe's talking about Barack's dining habits here. I could be wrong. You decide.
The television, and there's not a whole lot about boy saves dog as he swims in the lake, you know, to say, you know, it's about, you know, somebody pushed the dog in the lake. I mean, I get it, but
well, I hate to just be a contrarian, but you don't get it, Joe.
No. In any form of the word.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
Engage.
I can't engage yet. I'm not that fancy.
Sorry.
You couldn't wait.
No, I just love that shit. See, you don't want me setting that up here in my office because the show would go to hell. I'd just be sitting here going, But you got my Let's Go Brandon flag back there, okay? We've been doing this show live since what? The second, third week of January?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Should I change the flag for next year?
No. Oh, yeah. We talked about it. I think you should.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to change it before next year, but then you and I had a phone conversation. I think you should change. No, I'll just change it for the beginning
all right.
of the year.
If you guys want to, you guys have an idea of what I should change it to. I mean,
wait, hold on. Let me give you a full screen here.
I could do a big 1984.
See there, you got a big. He's got lots of room.
1984,
back there,
so. Or I could just make a bigger painting of myself because I'm a narcissist.
Mm. There you go. You're back. You're right where you want to be.
But look, go on Amazon.
And send it to them.
And look for flags that are $6. They have a whole shitload of them. That's what I paid for that. Anything that's referring to Biden, I wasn't going to spend much money on, right? Hmm. I'm not going to endorse Trump because if Trump gets convicted, I don't think Trump's going to win because there's too many dumb people in this country that realize it's a sham. But I will tell you something from my Facebook page that everybody should be upset about before we go on to anything else, Slim. Department of Justice demanded that Twitter hand over a list of users who engaged with Donald Trump's post in relation to Jack Smith's January 6th investigation. Smith demanded Twitter provide data on, quote, all lists of Twitter users who have favorited or retweeted tweets posted by Trump, as well as all tweets that include the username associated with the account, i.e. mentions or replies. Now, my old Twitter account is going to be in there a bunch of times. But when Twitter threw Trump off, I threw away Twitter. So I'm back on now. It's a different name. I'm Zip Allen with, I don't know. But anyway, maybe it's the same person. But anybody who's done anything with an old, these are old, Trump hasn't been on Twitter since what? Since 2020, 2021.
It's been a while.
So he's on Truth Social, right? Yeah, that's what it's called.
It's his network.
I'm not on it, but you know.
You're not on Truth Social?
No, what do I care? But Jack Smith demanded these people turn these tweets. These tweets, that is illegal as hell. It's an invasion of our privacy. It's an invasion of our first, because it includes DMs. I mean, if you send a DM to Trump, or Trump sent a DM to you, or Trump sent a DM to anybody, Jack Smith wants it. He wants all private communications. That is illegal as hell. But guess what? That same bitch judge, her name's Beryl, B-E-R-Y-L, I believe. She's the one who's putting the January 6th people who just weren't even inside the building. She's still giving them 90 days in jail after whatever time they already spent in, plus all the money they had to spend for legal fees. She said Twitter has to turn all this crap over to Jack Smith right away. It took Twitter 51 hours to turn this stuff over. 51 hours. That bitch fined Twitter $7,000 an hour. Over $350,000 for stuff that shouldn't have been turned over in the first place. But she's a federal judge. So until the Supreme Court comes in and knocks her ass down, you know, and she runs the D.C. Circuit. So guess where Trump is getting charged? D.C. Circuit. Okay. Who's prosecuting? This asshole Smith. Who's in Smith's corner? The head of the circuit, this woman Beryl, who's been like the most anti-Trump person. She just did a speech yesterday. I heard on the news tonight. She did an anti-Trump speech yesterday. She's still in charge of this case. I mean, it's crap. But if he gets convicted, and he will get convicted, these people are going to say, okay, now Trump's a convicted felon. And there is a 7 to 8, 9, 10% of the population that will not vote for Trump if he's convicted. The same amount of people that wouldn't have voted for Biden if they'd been honest about the laptop. So he wouldn't be going through any of this.
It would have only been 80 million instead of 81 million that voted for Biden. Sorry.
Yeah. There's so many instances of ballots with no dates, perfect circles filled out. Only for Biden, nothing else on the ballot, just one vote. There's bunches and bunches of those. There's a problem in Georgia with the ballot machines that's going to trials very soon. All this stuff's coming out, and what the Democrats, and like I said, the worm's turning, but what the Democrats are trying to do real quick, they want this done before any more stuff about the 2020 steal comes out. They want to hang a conviction on Trump. That's their whole thing, so... Mm-hmm. Anyway, I thought I was off my soapbox a half hour ago, or 20 minutes ago.
That's okay.
So since pop culture is part of the show, I want to run some social attitude memes just because saying it with a picture helps. This one is the we don't get the credit we deserve meme. Heterosexuals keeping the species going for the last 3 million years so you can pretend you're a woman or a man or a cat. Whatever. One for heterosexuals, your weird little ass would be here. We don't get any credit, do we?
Mm-mm.
No. Now, Rick and me don't have any kids.
No, no kids.
Slim gets credit. I mean, I have children, but I adopted my son, and my daughter's my stepdaughter. So
that's the first time I've actually put my hand up to into the screen and actually got it right the first time without fucking it up.
I get this one right all the time.
No,
because everything's backwards.
Well, conservatives don't care about that stuff, you know. We really don't. But you know, we think you should learn biology before you run your yap. Like, you know, Rick's cousin.
Yeah.
You know, when the trans woman raises his voice at me, can you say that in his voice, Rick?
Who, Tony's?
Yeah.
You got some balls, my friend.
That was pretty good.
Balls.
Pretty good. I didn't want to try it when I have a professional here. All right. Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome.
But hey, if you don't want to think the issue's through, or you have and feel there is no hope for mankind, just understand, we're with you. If you love someone, set them free. If you hate someone, set them free. Basically, just set everyone free, get a dog. People are stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yipper.
An oldie but a goodie.
Words.
So, what are you guys doing? Where are you guys going for Christmas? Rick, you going anywhere?
No, I just stay here. Usually my neighbor invites me over.
You don't go up to New York in the cold.
I don't have any really, a lot of family up there. I don't know anybody up there.
Your family all moved here?
No. Well, that family. The other family, like they're all over. Like that one.
Yeah.
Over here.
They're not all dead.
No.
About four of them are, though.
But, all my cousins and everything, I don't think they're in Brooklyn anymore.
No?
No.
Slim's going to stay in New York, but he has children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not doing nothing.
You know, in that snow, while we look at it down here from Florida.
You got that one right the first try, too.
Yeah, I figured out which side to go to.
I'm telling you.
Oh, no, I can't get that one, though. I got to do this to go to you. Damn. You know, we've only been doing this since January on video. You think we get this shit right?
Yeah, point to Rick up in the corner. To me, that looks like I'm doing it right, you know? No, I gotta point the wrong damn way. There you go. We're mirrored, people. Mirrored.
Mirrored.
Yes. Oh, well. Anyways, people do suck, though. Go ahead, Rick.
I was saying, you want a flashback? Oh, look
at my God. The spy balloon.
One. Oh, it moved me around. I don't want to move me. Shoot it down.
Yeah, come on, Joe. $400,000 rocket. Just fire it right at that balloon. Go ahead. Come on. You can do it, Joe. Hey.
You loved that when he did that night and blew up the balloon.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Well,
they're on the Omni's, the OBS studio screen. They're all the way in the bottom. When I scrolled down, I was like, oh shit, there they are.
Which Star Trek guy said take us out?
Again?
Which one said take us out?
They didn't say take us out. That was Picard.
It was beam. Wasn't it beam us up?
No, take us out. I think that's the black chick on the new one.
Oh, I don't watch none of that shit.
Oh, God, they had Stacey Abrams on as the ambassador or the president of Earth.
Mm. Stacey Abrams? Stacey Abrams?
Yeah. I mean, the show is very preachy, but the special effects are great. The storyline's okay. But you got 10 minutes of preachy liberal bullshit every friggin' episode, which I just, like, you know, hold my nose and clog my nose and bear it. But anyway... since Thanksgiving is over, I go back to Christmas stuff, right?
Yes, unfortunately, tomorrow is December. Right. Yes, tomorrow is December 1st. So
I mean, I gave you some gift ideas and things because you got to order some of this stuff early. But this is just other Christmas stuff. I mean, I've got one coming for you next week that's epic. I have something. I want you to buy. I have a present, not just that book, the book with just a couple of words in it about for Slim. I've got an even better gift for Slim I'm going to show you next week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But I've got some ideas and some comments on Christmas that I got to go through tonight because, you know, there's only three shows left after this one, so we got to do the Christmas stuff. I've got three Christmas shirts now, too.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Next 3 weeks, I'm going to delight you all with Christmas joy.
Wear a Santa hat, too.
Fuck that. Wear a black one with a cross on it, a skull on it, maybe. Anyway, so when your significant other says this, the proper comeback is, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas."
Jingle my balls, baby.
Yes, and hold on. I do need to correct myself. Tomorrow is not the first. I apologize. Tomorrow is only the 30th of November. I'm getting ahead of myself. We had a comment. They corrected me.
Oh.
Tomorrow is the 30th. Kathy. Yes. Sorry.
Well, Miss Kathy, Miss Know-It-All with a calendar.
No, I'm thinking it's December 1st because we usually close on December for closing early. So.
I know.
I'm a day off. I'm sorry.
This teasing cat. Anyway. And I don't want you to shop at Walford if you can help it, because, you know, most everything they have there is from China. Yeah, China. And I get confused. And, well, you know, if you do go to Walford, leave the youngins home, because apparently China has font problems. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I know that's supposed to say 10 flickering lights. But that's not what that font says, is it?
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Sort of, but not really.
And that's a lot of buggery going on right there.
McKenna would go in and say fuckering, because that's McKenna, and she's she'd say, "But Dad, it says fuckering. It doesn't say flickering. It says fuckering, Dad."
And McKenna, that's why McKenna's a genius.
She is.
She will be supporting you in your old age. I have no doubt.
They say people who swear have high IQs, correct?
We did that story years ago.
That's right.
We should fucking do it again.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck, why not?
Let's do it right fucking now.
Oh, wait. Hey, Zip, you want me to take you the fuck out?
I swallowed. It was very close. You were very close.
Almost spit out your fucking soda.
It's
or whatever
tea.
It is.
It's tea tonight.
Oh, fucking tea. Fuck yeah.
Fucking tea. It's sweet tea with no sugar.
You know, it would have been funny if I would have did that. He would have whooshed out everything all over his new mic. Everything would have blew up.
I've only had it a week. It's still under warranty. Yeah, there you go. All right. So yeah, don't take the children to Walford. But if you do buy those fuckering lights by any chance. You know, if you just can't help yourself, you say, like, I saw it on Off Hook Radio 2.0, and I just got to have me those fuckering lights. Well, if you're going to buy the fuckering lights, buy a whole shitload of fuckering lights and put them to good use, like this guy.
Fucking Santa pissing on fucking Biden.
What the fuckering lights?
Is that beautiful or what? Oh my God, I just love that.
You think
if somebody did that in my neighborhood, they would immediately become my best friend.
You think the Facebook algorithm is like blowing up right now with the fuck ring lights?
They've probably already canned us. I'm surprised.
They don't care. But the thing is, you know, I got woken up this morning by packages of shingles being dropped on the roof of my
my
townhouse.
No, nope. Fucking shingles.
Fucking shingles. Oh God, that poor woman who a couple weeks ago she said, "Oh God, now I got everybody going."
I got tears in my eyes.
And that woman, she watched her show for the first time like 3 weeks ago, and she goes, "Oh yeah, you guys were really funny. I enjoyed it, but you say so many bad words."
Oh, this is.
If she's still watching now, she's either used to it, or she's not watching anymore. I have to check. Yeah, I have to check. I know I got a message from her somewhere. I'll have to scroll through and find out who it was. There, we shocked poor Jill. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey,
wait, we could really shock her. Fuck it up! Fuck
it up! Well, this next thing almost ties in perfectly then, because, you know, a lot of folks have to get those small gifts. You know, you got the $25, $30 limit for coworkers or
small fucking gifts,
or you don't want to spend too much money on. Yeah. See, my glasses were crooked and I moved them the wrong way because it's backwards.
Fucking crooked.
So, you know, you got the cousin who you haven't seen in 4 years is going to show up this Christmas, whatever. You gotta get some of these small gifts that you can just wrap up and then put somebody's name on them at the last minute. Okay. Or for a coworker. So, this is the suggestion for the perfect gift, unless, of course, they're Mormon.
He blew it already. This is the perfect fucking gift.
There you go.
Mormons don't swear either, but
Who cares?
The perfect coffee mug does. Oh yeah, it does. Have a nice day.
Fuck you. Have a nice fucking day.
Have a nice day. Fuck you. I mean, come on, seriously. If I knew where to order that coffee mug, I'd be getting 10 of them. I'd be wrapping in bitches. I'd be handing them out everywhere.
That is good.
That is great, man. The perfect
fucking good.
But you know, for those of you in Rio Lindo, Mormons don't do caffeine. Okay, that's why I said,
hey, why did he say you can't get that for a Mormon? What is he? I'm not an anti-Semiticrat, no, and I don't have any problems with Mormons. I've been to Utah. I've had sex with Mormons. They're not all good little church girls, trust me.
He missed his opportunity again. You fucked a Mormon.
I don't want to say anything. I don't use it for that. That's crude.
Oh, Mark said he'll get you a link for one. He's going to find it.
I'm sure he will.
Kathy wants one too.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, look, last week we did This Week in Misogyny and we had a big segment, a whole bunch of stuff. It was great. I don't have a whole bunch of misogyny stuff for this show because I used up all my good stuff last time. But I do have a misogyny joke.
Oh boy.
Right. How is the subway, you know, this restaurant, food place. How is Subway like prostitution?
How is a Subway like a sandwich shop like prostitution? Sandwich shop.
Like a stinky tuna?
No. It's because Subway and prostitution are, you're just paying somebody to do a job that your wife should be doing.
And the Facebook algorithm explodes again.
Yeah.
Make me a sandwich.
There was Carol's answer.
Have it your way for cash. That would be Burger King.
All right, it's time for Outlook Radio 2.0. Stupid criminal of the week. He's 77 years old. He's a retired lawyer. And I guess he kind of needs to supplement that income. That Social Security income. This is the gentleman, 77 years old. He looks it. There's some other bags under your eyes, son. He's a Houston attorney. His name is Ronald Lewis. He's facing criminal charges over allegation he brought drug-laced papers into a jail that later caused the death of two inmates. Well, hell, then he's not a criminal. He's a friggin' hero. He saved the taxpayers like 40 grand a year. Well, of course, maybe if they weren't in there for murder or something, they probably shouldn't have got killed, though. All right, there. I'll take that one back a half. But it's criminal conduct in jail. But this guy is facing two charges of having banned substance. He brought him in a book saturated in a drug like LSD or ecstasy, but he saturated whole pages with ecstasy and synthetic marijuana. There's synthetic marijuana.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's what you're
Was that oil?
Well, that's
the vape stuff
considered synthetic, but there's synthetic meaning there's fake.
Is it like the vape stuff?
That some people consider the vape stuff synthetic.
If you put that on a paper and ate it, it would still get in your system.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. Well, these sheets were selling for between $200 and $500 a sheet. He visited 14 inmates over 5 months. So police recovered approximately 154 sheets of paper. So 154 sheets of paper, even at $200. That's $31,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, this guy was pulling in some money. And his bond? You got to remember, this is Houston. How much was this guy made $40,000-$50,000 and killed two inmates with these drug overdoses. And he was let out on $7,500.
In New York State, he would have been out for free. So, I mean...
How many people are dead? Two.
Let's let you go.
All right. Yeah, 3,000 each and 1,500 for all the drugs that you made 50 grand on. Anyway, that's our idiot. And speaking of idiots, it reminded me, Thursday night, the presidential candidates will be on Hannity. Well, whether they're the presidential candidates in 24 or 28 depends on whether or not Trump gets convicted and whether or not Joe assumes room temperature. Yes, I said that. I mean Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis, of course. It might be fun, but, you know, the Cowboys are on Thursday Night Football, so I'm just going to wait for the highlights. But I did see this on the internet, and I can't unsee it. So now I'm going to drop it on all of you. There they are. All right. I got to hear Newsom laugh, too, because, I mean, he looks just like Butthead, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It was uncanny. So anyway. But Biden is in big trouble, and AI might be able to save him. But if he's going to do AI to make it look like he's actually out there campaigning instead of hiding in his basement like last time and having people, you know, put in fake ballots and shit, if he pretends he's campaigning, he's going to have to use AI because we know that old Phoebe. Well, I mean, look, he's so bad, even his Christmas tree tripped over a sandbag this week. Did you see that?
No.
I posted it on my Facebook page. Yeah, the White House Christmas tree went meow. And so I thought, well, you know, the Christmas tree, I'll use the same excuse his staff did when he fell at the Air Force Academy. Who put that sandbag there? Fuck you. Anyway, this is a deep fake funny reel that's going to have to be improved before the election season kicks off. Go ahead.
Happening, AI devices are being used to deceive people. Deep fakes. Deep fakes. So anyway, I just want everyone to know that I'm a corrupt piece of shit. Fuck Joe Biden and bring back Trump.
Hey, even Julie Andrews is in the theme of the show tonight. Yeah, but they blew her up. She looked like Rick's balloon.
That's pretty cool. Oh, yeah, where's my balloon? Where's my explosion?
I'm serious. The explosion of Julie Andrews was probably done the same way Rick did.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway. All right. And I've got memes of the week coming up for all three of us, but I've got some other memes that need to be shared with our audience. This is the first one. You know, Biden was the first Democrat. A lot of people don't realize this about the steal. Day 1052. Maricopa County, Arizona, where all that mess was, and, you know, they got the crazy left-wing governor who did real estate deals with the cartels in Mexico. Yeah, Maricopa County went Democrat somehow for the first time since 1948, and the Democrats hired 73 lawyers to stop the Arizona Senate from inspecting the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, they are inspecting the ballots. But remember, you'll pop that back up one more time, Slim?
Oh, I just canned it.
Oh, that's all right. It's Maricopa County. And remember, you can't spell Maricopa without Rico.
Hmm. Nope.
Yeah. Oh. And when I had a big boy job, like, you know, these guys who actually have to work for a living.
Only until tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm done.
Yeah, but then you're still making money, and then you go back.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're retired. Yeah. You're just a retired poker player. Must be nice.
I can't.
It'd be nice if I was playing poker.
Oh, ball. I got that right.
Okay, I've been getting screwed at poker lately. But anyway, yeah, it wasn't your fault, Rick.
Okay.
I got busted out today at a $200,000 tournament.
And who did it?
Guess who was dealing? Hmm. Anyway, but when I did have the big boy job, marketing was a huge part of what I did. My title was Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing. So I guess I had to do that, right? But this is why I should still have a shingle out there and do consulting, because this is not how you market your business.
No.
Eat here, get gas and worms. No. That one's not a home run.
Well, he did put the comma in there.
That makes it even worse. The comma actually makes it worse if you say it with a comma in there. Eat here, get gas. And worms.
Wasn't it?
Oh, that's more like a strikeout looking. That's not a home run.
Yeah, no.
So, but we are caught up. We are all caught up in this rat race of life. You know, everything's fast, fast, fast. But we're here, and we're here almost every week. And we don't want the rat race to overwhelm you, our audience. We care about you, and we're just hoping that this little bit of karma will keep the rat race from getting you down. Go ahead.
No, there is a TikTok channel that's all this does live is with a whole bunch of hamsters flying around on wheels. You've got to check it out. You got to find it.
Oh, I can't. I'll be dead.
That was good, though, huh?
That was so good. Oh, I'm going to die.
Fuckers fly right off.
Hey, we aim to please. Yeah, well, next week your job is to get hamsters flying off.
I will. I'm going to get the hamster one.
I'll go buy the fucking hamsters.
Just so I get Rick to laugh like that, I don't care. If I got Rick to laugh that hard, not missed it.
Yeah, I'll go back.
You know what?
Kill me.
I like that brown one flew off the back of the last. I hope that last one ain't dead, but he looked like it, didn't he?
He is.
You know, he just stroked out. Oh, shit. All right. Well, that was going to be my close, and I'm glad I didn't use that as a close because then we wouldn't have got that comment and see
what happened. He's going to fall out of his chair.
All right. We got memes of the week. All your slim.
You're up first so Rick can compose himself.
Okay. All right, yeah, I like this one. When you're watching two guys have a knife fight at a Waffle House parking lot at 3 a.m., you're like, the food, the atmosphere. Everything's flawless. Sommelier, another bottle of red, please. I'm having a great time. It's stupid, but, you know, if you're at the Waffle House at 3 a.m., you're probably going to see one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all right, Rick.
Wait till I get you next week's video.
I want to see a hamster just flat in a wall.
Dude, there's seriously like six wheels in this cage, and there's got to be 40 hamsters running around on these wheels flying each other off. It's so
like I'm fucking...
Yeah, but do they die at the end in dramatic fashion?
They don't die.
I mean, that mouse should have a SAG card if he's not dead, because that was great.
I don't know what's funnier. The hamsters flying around, or the music that actually fit that.
Well, that's the funniest thing too. The lady that does the live on TikTok, that's what the music she uses is all that really upbeat. Like you'd think the hamsters were doing a workout. It's fucking great. Anyway,
they joined Planet Fitness.
They did.
I got the fucking hysterics.
All right. Well, what's the next meme?
It's because this is, you guys suck, because it's beginning to look a lot like fuck this here. We had our first ice storm yesterday morning. It was terrible. So you know what? To both of you, fuck this.
wait a second. What's an ice
storm? Try not to laugh.
Oh, we just, yeah, bite me.
Right. You know what's what they are.
Here's Rick.
Rick, Uncle Tony told me to come in. Uncle Tony, you got a picture of the world's, making of the world's first camera. I know who the fuck took the picture then.
Great question.
Oh, yeah, but that's Picard. That's
Picard.
Take it away. Rick.
Yes.
Engage.
I can't. All right.
He can't even get to the button.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're just a bunch of grown children. That's okay.
Oh, he's lucky he already took the hamsters off where I'd play it again.
Oh, please, no, don't. Oh, no, don't.
No. Well, Bidenomics, okay? It's sort of like that rat at the end. It's like,
he's leaving. He left us.
Oh, I wanted to go.
But Bidenomics is pissing off the left. And because they know, we know, it's total bullshit. They want that term to go away, but they're kind of stuck with it now because Biden's going out and done his little speeches, and we've got 8,000 clips of Biden going,
Bidenomics. I think they named it after me. Jill said so.
Yeah. Dr. Jill.
Dr. Jill.
But anyway, they want that term gone. I don't blame them, though, because the best thing I saw this week is all about what Bidenomics has really done to us. I put a post up on Facebook a little before the show. Biden was out going, we have it was revised to 5.2% GDP growth. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, but it was negative. It was almost negative last year. It was like 0.5%. And we've got 12% inflation in the last 2 years. So if you got 12% inflation and you have 5% growth, you're 7% in the hole still, Joe. You know, I mean, obviously, math is not his strong suit. That's probably why he let Hunter do all the money stuff. But anyway, I don't blame him for wanting the term gone, because the best thing I saw this week is about food prices. This is from Carl, our friend Carl. We know Carl.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. He's jumping if he's watching.
Nah, Carl's too cool to jump. He just sit there and maybe flex a little bit.
And then it'll be hysterical.
It'll be hysterical if he sees this, and next time I see him, he'll be going. But anyway, the best thing I saw this week is all about the prices. You suck, Brandon. Thank you for watching. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thank God, good night.
Oh, God. No.
Everything okay, ma'am?
It's just that you've only scanned a few items and it's already $60. I'm so scared.
Okay, I'm a trained professional, ma'am. I've scanned a lot of groceries. I need you to stay with me.
It's just that my in-laws are in town and they want a charcuterie board.
Well, this isn't gonna be easy, so I need you to be brave, all right? What's your name?
Patricia.
Patricia, all right. I need you to take a deep breath. We're about to do the cheese.
Oh my God! The numbers are going up so fast! Why do we have to be on Balderson's house?
Don't look up there. It only makes it worse. Keep your eyes on me, okay?
Can't you just scan something less expensive?
I can, but let's not forget, it's the little things that add up, all right? Now brace yourself. I'm about to do the mixed nuts.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pass out.
Okay, bite down on this, Patricia. Get ready. I'm going to do the cured meats.
Oh, no, stop. I can't do this anymore.
It's too late. There's a line behind you, okay? You're locked in.
I'm not strong enough.
I know it looks like a lot right now, but I promise you, you're gonna get home and you're gonna wonder, what did I even buy? You've got this, Patricia. Get ready. I'm gonna weigh the grapes.
Oh, what have you done to me, you son of a...
Okay, your total's $257.84.
Oh, no!
You gotta dig deep. This is the hardest part. Patricia, it's time to pay.
Oh, the bill's too high to tap.
I need you to be strong. Dig deep, Patricia.